Okay, so first of all, if you could tell me your name and how long you've been coming to Millup.
Brahm Banot. And I have been coming from since last July.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to come to Millup?
Because I retired.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for my son.
Yeah.
And at a petrol station.
Yeah.
And we sold it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I retired.
Yeah.
Then I started coming here. Because in 1999, I used to bring my mother here. So I remember there's Millup. So I asked my son, can you check on the computer, Millup is there or not? And he found it was there, and so next day I came here.
Great, that's fantastic. And what did you remember about Millup when your mother came here? Why did it stand out as a good place?
Because it was because Asian, she couldn't speak English, and she could speak her own language. That's why we prefer Red Millup. She used to go to the English, you know, the centers, but she didn't like it. So she liked the Millup. So that's why I followed.
Great. And what's your favorite activity that you do here? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, we play cards. Or, you know, we've got about. Sometime we have got 7 or 8 people playing cards, so it's a good pastime.
That's great. It. Fantastic. Thank you. So I'll see. So yeah, if you could just give me your name, please, and your role here.
My name is Leena Sandesh Sankhe, and I'm a daycare assistant here at Millup Center.
Great. Well, how did you end up working at Millup? What drew you to this organization?
You mean my role here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a daycare assistant, and my duties are that to look after these service users, and I have to update their information, means their personal information as well as their health related information, and that we have to submit to Kingston Council through Stavel. So I have to go through their care plan every 6 months to see whether there is any change in their medication, or that I have to keep that up to date. Mm-hmm. So I do that at Millup.
Great. And have you worked in other care homes?
No. This is my first experience working here.
Great. And what do you like about working here?
Yeah, when I work here, I feel like back, I am with my parents or my in-laws, because I miss them here. So if I was in India, I could have miss the way I'm working here. I could be doing the same thing there. So, but now I'm here at Millup, so I'm not missing that thing, because working with these people, I'm happy with that.
And with Millup, is there certain communities, like, is there a diverse range of communities that come here? Is there a certain is there majority one section of Kingston, or is it quite a mix? Or
most of the people, they are from Kingston Borough. I can say that all of them are from Kingston Borough. And you mean to say that ethnicity, or
yes, would it be, I imagine, British Indian?
No, we are Asians. Yeah, we are Asians. So we have, and few people, they are, I think one or two people, they are British. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are Asians. Yeah.
So a lot of people who are first generation immigrants.
First generation immigrants. Yeah.
Great. And what? And I guess if you could maybe give me some examples of activities you do here, or things that are different in Millup, perhaps to the standard care home in England.
I don't have that experience, so I can't distinguish that thing actually, because this is my
Yeah.
I don't have that experience,
yeah,
so how
sorry.
Can I do that?
So just even examples of activities that the residents, the daycare residents do here?
Daycare residents, we are daycare center. No,
mm-hmm.
we don't have any resident here. Murray
yeah.
House, they are doing that thing, but I can't say behalf of them. But the people coming here for few hours on these 3 days, we actually arrange different activities for them. So they enjoy that thing because we have yoga, certain activities we do for them. So they are coming here, that means they are enjoying, and it's good because staying at home and that loneliness, they don't, they like to come here actually. Some of them, they have language problem, but they also, they are coming here. So yeah, that's good.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much. That's all right. I think that's enough. Okay, so if you could give me your name and your role here at MILAP.
Hi, I'm Sheetal Dongar, and I'm a volunteer at MILAP Centre.
Great. And what exactly do you volunteer? What part of the centre do you volunteer in?
Actually, I started over here. I'm studying accounting,
mm-hmm.
so I just started over here to help with the accounting side of MILAP.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I do other jobs as well, like collecting lunch money and helping out with the members
mm-hmm.
and the finance side of MILAP. That's it.
Great. And why did you pick MILAP to volunteer at?
When I started, I did not know much about MILAP. I had heard about it from a friend of mine. But when I came into MILAP, I started liking, because it's a unique day center. I've never come across any day center like this, I mean, which is multicultural. And you get to meet people, know their experiences. So that's what I like about it.
Great. And how long have you been volunteering here now?
5 months. 5 months now.
And what would be your favorite moment to date volunteering here, or activity or something you were involved in?
Favorite moment. I mean, does it have to be a moment or
just something, maybe like an activity that stands out, or something in the, you know, maybe a special time of year or something that happened, or something that
there's a member over here. She reminds me of my grandmother, so I don't know. I mean, I like talking to her and finding out more about her, basically. I mean, and she's teaching me her language, so that is, you could see, a highlight maybe. And I am learning quite a few over here, talking to members, their experiences, even the accounting side. So I am enjoying my work here.
Fantastic, thank you so much. So yeah, if you could give me your name again and your role at MILAP.
So I am Juliet, Aryaratnam, that's a Tamil name. I am Juliet, born in Malaysia. I lived in Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
After my husband passed away, I came here.
Mm-hmm.
I lived with my daughter in Wales, South Wales. So I got my problem in my back problem, knee problem, osteoarthritis. Then my son-in-law's uncle, he asked me to come and stay in YMCA. I stayed there and got the place on my own flat. So now I used to come here because my support worker, I asked her if there are any other, I am lonely, you know, that time. So she saying, come, I'll show some other Tamil, this multicultural, this and Normington there also. So first we go and see this place. So I came here. So first I like this people and all, everybody, Tamil people also here, my language, Tamil, I am Tamil. So I, the others also can speak Gujarati, but I don't know the language, but English, and we move together, and I love this place. After that, and slowly I got the, from YMC I came to here first, and then only I got the flat, then sheltered flat. So then after that, I I used to come here and move people and disabled people. I helped them and making coffee like that. I helps a lot and do arranging the chairs for the yoga. So I am okay at the moment. I love to come here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 3 days I am coming. Age concern, I am going there also. Stable? You know Stable? Nelson Place.
Not sure.
Ah, in Nelson Place. They're big, fairly big. Yes, mostly there are disabled people are coming there. So I used to go on Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm used to come here.
And so you're saying that you came here as a service user, and now you're also on the committee, is that right?
Pardon?
Are you on the committee?
Committee? Because I came here for that for the first time. I have yoga classes. I want to attend the yoga class because of the problem on my back and all. It was a severe pain, spondylosis pain I am having. So surgery, they wants to do my surgery. The George's Hospice says so. I don't, for this age, I don't like to go and do that because I do this exercise and all. On my own now, I am okay. That because I came here, I saw the people, I helped them, because my soul, I always to do like that. so I help them. The charity.
And so, how long have you been involved here?
Yes, nearly going to be five years, I think. Yes.
And you would say then that coming here has really made a big difference to your life.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.